You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Seven and a half minutes past the hour, Friday edition of the Rick and Bubba Show. If you are catching us live or on the same day, and we'll unpack all the stories that have happened from the last time that we were together. That's within the show, across our country, and around the world. And then whatever you're bringing to the table, America, at 866-WE-BE-BIG. That's our number for you to be a part of what's going on. Hello to all of you that are listening on the Rick and Bubba Radio Network, watching on our YouTube channel, or listening on our TuneIn app. That's the live audience. And hello if you are archiving on our YouTube channel, our podcast channel. However you're getting the program, we are glad that you are here. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, and Eddie Van Adler, all in the mix and ready to go. We be missing one, the silver tongue one. The man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master at a Kang's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussett! Howdy, Bubba.
How about it, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, and associates, welcome into the little back porch discussion called Rick and Bubba.
It was a men among men, old school kind, had a great big heart and had a laid back mind. You hold his guitar if you broke a string. If you thought he looked country, oughta heard him sing. Yeah. From Alabama, from the Rio Grande, he beat the black top down with the five-piece band. Yeah,
because he loved it.
He did that too,
and he did it, man,
because that was what he's born to do. Everybody sing.
Some people calculate moves, never had a thing to prove.
No,
like the wind take him where it may.
Yeah, yeah.
A damn shame the way things go. It's too bad we have to lose the good folks, but the king of Alabama has gone home.
There it is. Brent Cobb, king of Alabama. So, you know, every time I show up here at this place, really probably in my current stage of life, 8 out of 10 times, this is where I'm updated on what's happening in the world from the last time I was here.
Right. Right.
Normally, when I leave here, I pay no attention to it. I just,
By design.
Well, when you think about what I do for a living, that's probably not a great thing. I'm just telling you, it's the way it is.
Yeah.
I probably should inform myself more, but, you know, I have this, I guess it's a flaw at times. I think it's my self protecting me so I can be mentally healthy. And if I look at something and I think things become predictable and I don't see anybody really desiring to take on the solutions to resolve it, I really am no fan just looking at the same old problem over and over again. and what I do is I just move on. And I'm like, yeah, well, I know who I am. I know why I'm here and I know what I'm doing. So I'm just going to roll on. But we do have some pretty intriguing updates as far as the world today, and we'll drop in a little fun too. And even when we look at things going on in the world, I hope, and this is kind of the feedback that we get, so that's good. I hope even when we're walking through the way things are, the way we do it is still at times calming, even funny at times.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, it's our way of dealing with it,
right?
Because, like we said, it is a coping mechanism for us, and that is to have something to say that just makes us laugh.
Yeah. I mean, you have an emotional buildup, like we were talking about yesterday. You have to drain it somehow.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And you can decide what form it takes, but you got to get rid of it.
Yeah, and I'm even learning with people in my life. I talked to a young man yesterday to kind of prepare him for this. I'm here to help you. I really am, if you're willing to be helped.
Yeah.
But if you're not, and you're not going to make any changes, then I have people that desire to be helped, and I'm going to move on to them.
Right.
Doesn't mean I don't love you. Doesn't mean I don't care about you. But I'm gonna pray.
I can't wallow in it.
Well, and this is the one thing I think some of you today probably need to hear this. I know that I have to remind myself of this. I don't care who they are. You and I do not have the ability to change someone's heart.
Right.
We just don't. But we can pray to the one who can.
Yep.
And we can speak on his behalf. But if they reject it, you just go, okay. And
we have examples of that.
Yeah.
In the Bible.
And
some of it's a little brutal, honestly.
It really, really
from
is.
From Jesus himself.
Yeah. I keep waiting on him to run after the young rich ruler, but he just doesn't.
A couple of times he told them, dust their sandals off and head the other way.
Well, that was the instruction. those who take care of you, they'll be blessed. Those who reject you, dust your feet and move on.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty harsh, really, when you think about who said it.
There's also a scripture that tells
us. It's not very hippie-like, yeah, is it, for Jesus?
Yeah. There's also a God-inspired scripture that says, do not throw your pearls at the feet of pigs.
Yes.
If somebody don't want it, then it's move on. Doesn't mean you don't care. That's the part I think is misunderstood. It's being effective is what it is.
And I think don't
waste time here when there's somebody else out there waiting.
Rick, I'll take it a step further and think about it this way. Mm-hmm. I'm respecting their free will to make their own choice and set their own path. All I can do is make my case.
Mm-hmm.
Then the ball's in your court. But also the repercussions for your choice are in your court too.
There you go. And all I was told is to do what I was told to do. I'm not responsible for your response.
That's it.
So just kind of remember that. Don't let it get bogged down. And also remember that I promise you this is not God's final plan, and this is not the way things will always be. Now his getting it all resolved is not going to be pleasant, but it's going to get done.
Yep.
I promise you that.
Going through the planer is not going to be pleasant.
As I said,
or the chipper in this case.
As I said Wednesday, I'm begging you, you don't want to be part of this.
You know, I've got to watch a chipper a lot the last few days. And, that's, you know, that's
quite a piece of equipment.
Let me tell you, there's some things you don't want to make a mistake on, like leaving the pizza in the oven too long.
Yeah.
You don't want to make a mistake with a chipper.
No. No, you don't get. Sometimes you don't get a second chance at it.
That's it.
So that's there. So we've got. I think there was some sort of insurrection in Nashville. We have Trump being indicted. We've got DeSantis saying, "I'm not going to send him to you from Florida."
How about that? He's going to block extradition.
Yeah.
I love it, man. Yeah.
So those are biggies.
Good stuff.
Gwyneth Paltrow in entertainment finally won her 7-year case about some guy claiming she ran into him on a ski slope. We'll be back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Let's get started with the Trump indictment. So what? I know that, you know, that we've heard all week that Donald Trump was going to be arrested. And
yeah, for about 2 weeks.
What does all this mean? And we've got both stories here today, both the DeSantis response. We've even got a Nancy Pelosi response. But what are we dealing
Rick,
with?
Here's the thing, and I think this is what we need to remember. No one is above the law.
That's correct. Yeah.
Donald Trump's not. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden's not. Hunter Biden's not. Nancy Pelosi's not. Mm-hmm. Rick and Bubba or not. No one is above the law.
I was told that in 1988.
If it is legitimate.
Panama.
Okay. And what they have done here, and I'll give you the read down, the explanation from a legal expert on this.
Mm-hmm.
What they have done and what they're trying to knit together to come up with anything to convict a former president and current person running for office, okay? He is campaigning. He is a candidate for office of President of the United States.
Right.
This is unprecedented. It has never been done before. And this is what the goofy left in our country never get.
Right.
Once they open this door, what do you think is going to happen? It's going to be done right back to Democrats.
Well, sure.
Because now you've paved the way. It's been done before. They can go in there and go, well, this has been done in the Trump case, so we can do it now in the Biden case. We can do it now in the whoever case.
Right.
So, you know, I think in the past, you remember when Bill Clinton was impeached, the Republican Senate voted not to remove him. They said, enough has been done. Attention has been brought to this. the taxpayers, the voters know about it. And when we start removing people from office, we're setting a dangerous precedent. And they decided not to cross that bridge. Now, many of us at the time thought Clinton ought to be walked out in handcuffs.
Right.
But they thought it was better for the country and for future presidents for that not to happen.
Right.
Well, now the shoe is on the other foot, so to speak, and the left liberals in this country do not have the ability to take their foot off the gas on this. So, again, I've always said, too, if Trump was guilty, charge him. You've been investigating him for the better part of 8 years now on everything.
Yep.
You had the four he was in, the 2.5 Biden, and then some before he was president.
Right.
To bring the indictment. There's no telling how much money has been spent in all this. So we'll have the response to several people on this. But a story by Greg Jarrett with Fox News said the indictment of the former president, reportedly handed down by a Manhattan grand jury, is sealed. So we don't know the precise legal charges yet against the former president. However, based on leaks to the media from sources within the district attorney's office, we can draw some reasoned conclusions. The Manhattan district attorney, Alvin Bragg, has cobbled together a novel, if not bizarre, legal theory of intertwining offenses. It is doubtful that this case can withstand judicial scrutiny, assuming a judge who presides over the matter is objective and neutral. The defense will surely file a motion to dismiss this immediately, arguing that the case is not supported by the law and that the alleged facts do not amount to a crime. The district attorney is accusing Trump of falsifying business records in the accounting of a payment made to porn actress Stormy Daniels. By taking that dubious misdemeanor and coupling it with a purported campaign finance violation, Bragg seeks to elevate it to felony status. The law does not permit such manipulation of charges. Okay, and now I'll skip over some of the minutiae of this, but the Department of Justice, okay, the Department of Justice has previously examined the Daniels payments and concluded there was no crime. The Federal Election Commission also did that. Why? Because the law does not regard such transactions as campaign donations. Even in the absence of a personal or business purpose, which Trump asserts does, and he's asserting that, it does not count as a contribution. Bragg's attempt to criminalize the Stormy Daniels episode is simply not supported by any credible evidence. His disgraced former lawyer, Michael Cohen, and who arranged the payment. So what he's, and I'm not an expert on New York law or campaign finance law, but what they are arguing in this is he's basically taking what at best could be a misdemeanor charge, and what at best has already been investigated by the groups who oversee this, and he's trying to turn this into a felony charge, which is just not going to stand up. I mean, he's a Soros-backed district attorney. You know, the record crime is going on in New York, and he's worried about Donald Trump.
Right. Yeah.
Now, even again, you get in this gray area, say Donald Trump did or did not or whatever, you still have this overriding thing to look at. Am I doing what's best for the country in this? Because now I am playing politics with someone who's running for office. And all it is going to do, people, all it's going to do is the next Democrat is going to be indicted on crimes, and that means Joe Biden. He will be indicted by somebody. There'll be a get back on this. We got to keep get backs out of the court system. Okay, and this is we can't keep playing politics with the law. It's got to end. Politics should be politics. It shouldn't be in science or in the courtroom.
Right. Yeah. So, and the case here seems to be so questionable, and that the, as you said earlier, Ron DeSantis says he will refuse any extradition request after the Trump incident because he calls it questionable circumstances.
Yeah, he said, this is his whole quote. He said, the weaponization of the legal system to advance a political agenda turns the rule of law on its head. It is un-American. The Soros-backed Manhattan district attorney has consistently bent the law to downgrade felonies and to excuse criminal misconduct. Yet now he's decided to stretch the law to target a political opponent. Florida will not assist in the extradition request given the questionable circumstances at issue with this Soros-backed Manhattan prosecutor and his political agenda.
But
Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, but good news, Bubba. And by the way, DeSantis, that's really, you're doing the right thing. That's smart. Also, Nancy Pelosi wants everyone to know that she says no one is above the law, except for her and her husband. And everyone has the right to a trial to prove innocence. Hopefully, the former president will peacefully respect the system which grants him that right, meaning I hope you'll let us make a mockery of this.
Yeah, and she got ate up on social media because you're not supposed to prove you're innocent. You're innocent till proven guilty.
Well, correct.
So she had that a little backwards. Speaker of the House, third in line in power, would know that basic eighth grade civic rule.
Yeah,
you know, you'd think that.
And Trump did announce since DeSantis' statement that he is voluntarily going to go to New York next week.
Okay. So we'll
see. He'll be arraigned where he'll be presented with those charges.
Right, but he'll go up to do that.
But then he will get out of there quickly.
Yeah, there you go. So there's your update on the Trump indictment today.
Well, we have the response from various leading Republicans on it. Some of it is pretty entertaining.
Okay. We'll run that down when we come back. Our number's 866-WE-BE-BIG. Our website, Rick and Bubba. Spell out the word and.com. A new Rick and Bubba University, the podcast, out tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that when the show continues as well.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Abuse of power. The George Soros-supported New York City DA is only furthering the radical liberal agenda to have elections determined at the jury box rather than the ballot box. America deserves better. Ted Cruz. The Democrat Party's hatred of Donald Trump knows no bounds. The substance, in quotations, of this political persecution is utter garbage. This is a complete unprecedented and is a catastrophic it's catastrophic in the way we are weaponizing the justice system. Carly Lake. She said, this is a dark moment in the history of our nation. The radical left and their weaponization of the criminal justice system have crossed all legal and ethical lines in an attempt to destroy the 45th and 47th president of the United States, and Donald J. Trump.
That's funny.
It only makes him stronger. And I'll give you one more here, but you kind of see where this is going as far as how the Republicans are reacting to this. Tommy Tuberville, U.S. Senator. Indicting a former president is an unprecedented step and is a threat to our democracy. Stop the witch hunt now. That's the key, guys. This is bigger than Donald Trump. We have opened a floodgate now and trust me,
yeah.
It's going to come around. It will come back around. Matter of fact, a lot of the Trump impeachment was get back for Bill Clinton being impeached.
Yeah.
But at least the, again, there was a lot of disagreement at the time, but at least the senators who were Republican had what I'm going to call now probably the common sense and wisdom to not remove Clinton from office, even though he had been impeached. Because you would just start again a revolving door situation. So, now, if we have anybody running for president we don't like, we find a DA somewhere that can find some questionable activity, maybe criminal, maybe not, and we prosecute. That's how we work now. We've turned into a banana republic. I mean, really, this is – and I say that if Trump had done this and it was a solid thing, you arrest him, charge him, have his day in court.
Right.
But the Department of Justice has already looked at this and concluded there was no crime.
Right.
The Federal Election Commission looked at this and concluded there was no violation. So how can a DA in New York with a political agenda go now and charge a former president? See, you see how this just doesn't look right. It doesn't smell good. It doesn't pass you know, what do they call it in basketball or football when you have the eye test? It doesn't pass the eye test.
Right. Well, this is what happens, though, when someone who opposes you, because there's times sometimes people may be your enemy, you know, politically or whatever it may be. And when it's just like, I just don't like this person, I'm against what they stand for, we have plans we think are better, and it all kind of goes back and forth, and it has kind of a level-headed competition. But what you're seeing now is what happens when some group becomes maniacal. Maniacal's different. When you're maniacal, as you're pointing out, Bubba, clearly, you don't even remotely think about the consequences of the way you're acting long-term. You just completely, I mean, you're crazed, and you must, this person is so under your crawl and owns you and is in your mind, you know, that you have to do away with them, no matter the cost to the country, no matter really the cost to your own party, because it's maniacal. You know, yeah. When you're maniacal, you're not thinking about it. You just want destruction. And the problem with that is, let's say, like when I was in school, let's say that somebody, you know, in my group was against somebody else, and they said, hey, we're really going to start getting rid of everybody in this school that talks too much in class. And all of a sudden, I was like, y'all know who I am, right?
Yeah.
That's not going to bode well for me.
No.
So if I started all this, we're going to clean up politics, and I'm in Biden's camp, what are we talking mm-hmm. about? Biden, Clinton, Hillary, you're going to – Pelosi, you want these people to have a giant spotlight on every little thing they have going on? Or have had going on in their lives? Do you really, to the point you're making and all these Republicans are making, do we really want to go down this road with your candidates and with your administration and your group? I'm telling you, if I was
some, there's old saying about glass houses,
yeah,
isn't it?
If I was some of the dirty politicians on both sides of the fence, I would just like – hey, let's be careful what we're doing here. Are y'all familiar with the term Pandora's box? I mean, I don't know now, that we want to go here.
And now you're taking the court,
you're taking
the court system
right.
and making it part of your right. political game.
Right.
And so what happens? They get Trump, then we're going to get somebody else, probably Biden,
oh, yeah.
if he's still alive at that point.
Well, if you want to go after one, the Biden family's got plenty. It'll make yeah. Stormy Daniels look like a
warm-up act, yeah, didn't right. it? And then, well, we're going to go after the next guy. We're going to go after the next guy. And before long, people who are actually qualified candidates go, you know, I'm not going to run for office. I'm not going to run for president because I'm just going to be prosecuted the entire time. I'm going to be investigated the whole time. I'm going to have my house raided. I'm going to have my business raided. I'm going to have my lawyers raided. And so I really don't want to run with it. So we all lose then because we have the best and the brightest that actually could lead this country on either party
yeah.
won't run for office. What you'll end up with is a bunch of leftover losers.
Right, and I think that right. we're mostly already there.
Well, we're real close, yeah, Rick, now, honestly.
I mean, I think I couldn't name – I wouldn't need two hands to name the ones I think that are serving right now that are quality people. So, and I know a lot of quality people that they will not do it for what you've
yeah.
already said. That's
oh, yeah.
that's already happened. So it's just if we do this, that what maybe handful that we do have, they don't want to be part of it either. You know, it's and you're right. We're going to end up with nothing but a bunch of compromised, loose people that are on the take. I mean, nobody else would want to do it. 15 minutes to the top of the hour, 866-WE-BE-BIG is the number. More of the Rick and Bubba Show coming up. Still more to cover on the program today, including your phone calls, as the show moves on. Also, the Elite Eight coming up later.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
We are excited about, you know, if you have Blaze TV, and of course we're part of the Blaze TV team too. You are familiar with Jason Whitlock and all the things he's been doing. We were talking about even the event he's got coming up with men in Nashville, which we certainly draft with him on that and share his concern. So tell me about this cut five where we've got from Adler, this commentary from Jason Whitlock on Tucker Carlson's show. What is this all about?
He was...
he was on Tucker Carlson last night talking about the indictment coming from the DA in New York and mm-hmm. and what this is, how it's all transpiring. And he's like, man, I haven't even voted before, and I can tell you what I'm going to do now, because this is unbelievable where the country's gone, the politicization right. of all the right. stuff. And so that's kind of the basis of what him being on's about.
Right. Okay. All right. So here is
– you can see protests in the back. Mm-hmm. I think there was some protest outside Mar-a-Lago and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
all of it was going on at that time last night.
And there is an edit in here because he really gets passionate and uses a term that every coach we ever played for used. And so here is Jason Witt.
It's a pastor term.
Yeah, yeah, right. And we don't mean pulpit. So Jason Whitlock on Tucker, and he is furious about this indictment and what's happening with Trump. So here we go.
Hi, it's Jason Whitlock. Have you secured your spot for Roll Call 2.0, my annual men's summit in Nashville, Tennessee? Are you looking for an opportunity to fellowship with other believers, to come together across the identity lines the left have drawn to divide us? Join me, country music star John Rich, and Blaze founder Glenn Beck in Nashville on Saturday, June 1st for Roll Call 2.0. We're going to listen to great music, eat fantastic barbecue, and hear inspiring speeches from myself, Glenn Beck, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, Pastor E.W. Jackson, and many more. Let's quit letting the satanic left sift us like wheat. Let's come together as men and talk about the sacrifices we must make to restore the unity and shared values that made our country the envy of the world. Visit FearlessArmyRollCall.com to secure your spot.
Tucker, I don't say this with pride. I really don't. I'm just being factual. I've never voted. And so I'm not saying that with pride. I'm hardcore MAGA tonight. I will be voting. I am hardcore MAGA. I've never voted. I observe Trump. I'm somewhat yeah. supportive of Trump. But they have made me MAGA. And they have made me ready for whatever is next, because what they are building for young people, I can't sit by and just let it happen without raising my voice and without being willing to sacrifice whatever so that kids don't live in a communist Marxist society. These people that think the government is going to take care of them don't understand history, that they've never studied history. They don't understand how tyrannical a government is. If they have their way, if they have their way, we're all catching hell except for the elites. And yes, I have a very good bank account and perhaps I'm an elite, but my heart is working class. My parents were factory workers. I came from nothing in this country. I'm black. They're telling everybody black here, oh, you can't come from nothing and make it in this country. This country is the greatest country in the history of the planet. It's the safest, most prosperous place for black people and all people. That's why people are beating down the doors to get here. And they've demonized the whole thing, and they've turned Trump into this devilish Luciferian character when they are the devils. They're the ones that don't believe in God.
Jason Whitlock.
Yeah.
Nice and strong. Isn't
yeah. Well, and he's going to be on Rick and Bubba University next week, correct?
Speaking? Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm thankful for him for finding time to be on with us and look forward to that conversation next week. But you see, and you've heard us say similar things over the years here. It's as if our founding fathers warned us about everything that Jason Whitlock said. And we have a generation that is being indoctrinated into thinking that the government is the answer to your problems. And as we have been taught by many great Americans over time, the government is not the answer to the problem. The government is the problem. And tyrannical governments throughout history, back to what we said last hour, we always start with things we already know. It's factual that tyrannical governments have done evil all over the world throughout time. why would we think that if you give your government tyrannical power, they won't abuse it?
Yeah, it's human nature. It's human nature. Right. And the founding fathers saw that, and they saw how things had gone in England and how they got out of hand. And they tried to set up a place that could not be done. But you see, even in our own history, very shortly after this country became a country, we already started trying to use the government to pay for things it wasn't meant to pay for and all of this. And the slide toward exactly what we tried to get away from started. And it's just been a slow chipping away at that. And you see what we've got today. I mean, our founding fathers, I think, would absolutely come unhinged if they walked into America today. Even though we still have a lot of opportunity, even though we're still way ahead of the game, I think we have really gotten all – you're talking about train derailment. Yeah. This is one of them.
Well, I would say, and I understand what you're saying, and I agree with it, I think at one time we were way ahead of the game. I think now we're just ahead of the game.
Right.
I don't think we're way ahead.
Right.
Because, hey, buddy, it's closing. You know, this tyrannical government thing is closing, and we're allowing it to happen. That's the thing. We had to allow it to happen. Because the way we were set up, if we had not compromised the way the Constitution was set up, we would be protected from it. Now, you think about this, and I know it's been said before, but it's got to be said again. If you don't believe us, look at every single weapon that we have of our own. We gave it up. Every single weapon that we've given the government, they always abuse it.
Yep.
And that's why the founding fathers said, well, don't give them a lot of power. You know, they're going to abuse whatever power you give them, so don't give them much. And what we've done, we said, oh, yeah, APA, you go right ahead. Department of Education, go right ahead. And all these, the IRS, all these different weapons that the government has, if they don't like you or they think you're problematic, which is a tyrannical attitude, by the way, then we're going to get you. And we're going to get you with whatever you allow us to use against you. And if y'all don't see that, I don't know how you don't see it. Your best shot out there, no matter what political leanings you may have emotionally, okay? And you can go out and do that in your private life. You can be an activist. You can work through the private sector and do all kinds of good and do all the kind of things you think ought to be done the way you see the world. But all of us need to be joined in the same thought that the government cannot be allowed to get outside the bounds of the Constitution, because that's not good for any of us. And as he said correctly, and we've told you, the elite, the ones in the government, they're going to be fine. You go to Cuba, Castro's family's doing great. But everybody else?
Yeah.
And that's the thing you're missing. And history will tell you that's exactly the way it's going to go. So especially you young people out there, don't be fooled by this. Look, some of us are going to be dead and gone when this happens, but you're going to have to deal with it if the Lord tarries.
Yep.
Okay? So you need to be more concerned about this than even I am.
Yeah. You need to find your 1980s.
you better
enjoyed ours.
Right. Your best shot, as our founding fathers always intended, your best shot, you listen to me, is for you to have maximum freedom and maximum liberty for you then to reach your God-given potential through that maximum liberty to pursue it. That's your best shot. And we all got different roads. Some of you got harder roads than others, but that's your best shot. That's the best shot for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And history also shows you that's true. These are facts. Bottom of the hour.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so we got a couple of other stories. Man, there's a lot happening today as far as the world and the country is concerned. So here is new House Speaker McCarthy. He's been saying that since he's become the Speaker, he can't get the President to sit down with him. And you're going to hear a comment that he makes that he's been asking the President to sit down with him for months. And here we go.
We have been reasonable, responsible, asked to sit down with the President for months. He is making the decision that he wants to put the economy in jeopardy. I don't know what more I can do and how easy. I would bring the lunch to the White House. I would make it soft food if that's what he wants. It doesn't matter. Whatever it takes to meet. I just don't know what's changed from his comments before when he says it's not right if people don't sit down and meet together.
What about hard hat in the background?
I don't know, but he loved it.
He did.
He loved it. It's like Greg standing back there. Look, there's Greg going, ah!
What does it say on it? Can you get
Proud American something.
Proud American Energy Worker.
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
And there he is.
Wow.
Look at him.
That is hilarious.
Soft food.
I'll bring soft food if that's
whatever
what you want.
Whatever it takes.
Here's our president versus the teleprompter. This is our next cut. God love it. What am I talking about?
Maybe that's what we need to name this feature every day.
Yeah. So here's
Biden versus the teleprompter.
Here's Biden versus the teleprompter. Here we go.
Now, across our country have framed the flame of liberty and fanned it and started to flicker in Athens 1,000 years ago, and now it burns brightly here.
Did he go to sleep while he was talking?
At the end, he fell off in the world.
I think he did. Across our country have framed the flame of liberty and fanned it and started to flicker in Athens 1,000 years ago, and now it burns brightly here.
I think he went to sleep holding the microphone.
It was either that, or you ever had this happen before? You ever been on a project and you just give up on it?
Yeah.
Forget it.
Rick, I know exactly how you feel.
You know when you start out with something, you're like, this is going nowhere. I'm out.
Hey, stop listening.
Rick is not that important.
Good night.
And he's still got this voice that he keeps telling us is just a cold.
Speaking of Speaker McCarthy, he caught some heat when he released a lot of that footage from inside the Capitol January the 6th.
Oh, yeah.
And did you see that the Jacob Chansley, also known as the shaman, the QAnon shaman, you know, he got the most harsh sentence of anybody so far.
Yes, he did.
And now a judge has released him 14 months early because of the January 6th footage that was released by Speaker McCarthy showing that he had committed no crime. I think the best you can get him on is trespassing, and that's about it.
Can you be trespassing if everybody let you in and walked you around?
I think that's the biggest stretch you could get trespassing. Well, not all this where they were putting him in jail for years here. This is crazy.
I think anybody who calls himself the QAnon shaman is odd.
Is that not a great picture of him?
but he was not dangerous to the country once we saw the footage.
Hmm. Yeah,
that was not an insurrection. That was a tour. and so I think you're right. I mean, that footage, you can talk about it all you want to, but you think that's not tied to him getting out early? It absolutely is.
I haven't heard Nancy Pelosi make a statement on it yet.
By the way, no offense to the QAnon shaman, but he looks way different without his face paint on and his helmet his buffalo head. He does look a lot different than I thought.
He really looks so passive, so timid in the picture on the left versus scary on the right. Right. You know?
My goodness, I didn't realize the QAnon shaman was Paul Thorne.
Rick, see, he was probably coming around.
That was Rick.
There might be my comment earlier in the show. Sometimes I just walk away when I think there's nothing I can do.
Yeah. There's only so much you can do when you walk away.
In one hand, he looks like Mel Gibson in Braveheart, and then the other is just like, oh, here's the IT guy. I didn't mean that. Helm, sorry.
Oh, wow.
He looks like the IT guy that teaches Sunday school.
There you go.
He doesn't look like the shaman.
That's right.
I just play one on the radio.
Right.
Really have no clue what's going on in the IT world.
Yeah. All quite of honest us. With all of us. Yeah. We just how you
that explains some things. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
All right. The next
takes me
news.
Much longer to fix things than others.
Hey, the good news, Ham. The good news. You ain't the only one.
Hey, you know what? I've pulled it off.
Hey, we wouldn't know the difference.
Nobody in here has figured it out in 15 years. It's amazing.
That's good.
Technically, your only experience. You were a headhunter coming
in. You're right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I did work with an IT company, but I had them fooled too.
Yeah.
Plus, my brother was working there, and he helped me get hired.
Right.
What's wrong with really getting honest here?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Greg.
Anything else you want to share?
Did you hear Greg? Greg said, "What's wrong with that?"
My entire life.
What's the deal?
Period. Yeah. All right. So let's go to. This is the tone deaf thing. Yeah, I don't know how to break it to, and I understand. I guess I've never heard of this before, but is there some kind of trans day that we're having today or something?
We'll have a day, won't we?
But anyway, let's say you're sitting in a room, okay? And I love when we do the famous, we go into the room, you know, where and somebody says, hey, I understand you want to say something about the trans community president, but I think right now after the Nashville shooting, we just need to stay with the, hey, this was a horrible event. And as I said the first day back, this really doesn't reflect on the all trans people. And that is true, but we got to be real careful that we don't make the trans person the victim here and go too far with this. We just need to say this person, what they did was evil and wicked, and we're our heart is broken for these families whose children are dead, whose loved ones are dead, and for the family of the shooter who also is dead. Because it's hard on all these people. Let's just stay right there. Mm-hmm. And but oh no, just 2 days after this happens, we're going to get lectured about the treatment of trans people, not only by the president, but by the press secretary. But here's the president first. Here we go.
All women deserve to be represented. Moreover, when we advance equality and racial justice, and invest in young people, protect the LGBTQ plus individuals, our societies are not only fairer, but they're stronger and more successful. Democracy demands full and equal participation of all of our citizens. That's how we unleash the human potential and put ourselves in the strongest possible position to take on the shared challenges.
What is Biden's is eyes saying? Open at all? I mean, they look like they've been stitched shut.
Right.
How can he see out squinting? Right. I squint too. I got it. I'm a squinter.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I don't even see how he's getting light in there.
I don't either.
Rick, look at the close-up. Do that again, Adler. Go to close-up.
Does he ever look more like the puppet than he does right now?
No, Walter, the puppet. And at the end of it, I think they're completely shut. I think he's asleep again.
Yeah, this
whatever little creatures are keeping him alive.
That's
so much like there's little ones that are holding his eyes open. They're like, I can't hold them anymore.
Right.
Help me.
Yes.
They're heavy.
Yeah. But sorry. But the
was that you kicking the bench?
Yeah, yeah. This was just me trying to get my bearings.
He nearly fell out of his chair.
What was he kicking?
Yeah. Do you think and I've seen something and I don't want to I'm going to say that I don't trust everything I'm sent, even if it has logos and stuff on it. But I also was sent something that shows his picture in the quote underneath that he was saying that the trans community is the soul of America. Mm. Now, I don't know that he really said that, but so we'll look and see if we can confirm that. But I will say this. When was the last time? Now, back in our history, you would get this. When was the last time that anybody on the left looked into a camera and said, we got to stand up for Christians. And we got to stand up against Christians being attacked or persecuted.
Are their schools being shot?
Are their schools being shot?
By trans terrorists.
Has there been anybody who's in the government other than on the left that has said, and you know what, if we've read this manifesto and our heart breaks for the family of this person who even did this terrible thing. However, we cannot live in a country where people think the way they should attack people who disagree with them is to go slaughter their children and to kill the people who run the Christian school. It's okay to give both speeches. Mm-hmm. But I notice we don't get the other one.
No.
It's so we'll come back. There's more. And we'll hit those. And there has been some sort of insurrection in Nashville and Kentucky?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so we'll hit that too when the Rick and Bubba Show continues. And more of your phone calls coming up later in the program too. 866-WE-BE-BIG.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so let's go through some other things. Here is the press secretary. You know, we were talking about that. Where is the balance on this horrible thing that happened in Nashville, and then we'll get to some of these insurrections that are now following some of this. So now here's the press secretary. Now keep in mind about what just happened, and trying to say that our heart breaks for everybody involved, certainly okay with that. But here is what the press secretary says from representing our government as well. Here we go.
And one of the things that we saw during the midterm elections is that people don't want their freedoms to be taken. They want us to fight for their freedoms. And so it is shameful, it is disturbing, and our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now. But
Take a note of that. I don't think I've ever heard her say our hearts goes out to people of faith who are under attack right now. Mm-hmm. All right, so here's the thing. Now, she just said that midterms, people made it clear that they want us to protect their freedoms, right? Now, she's only talking about
trying to take the freedom.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. Did she not just say that she hears from Americans that they don't want the government to take their freedoms? Now listen to this next statement about semi-automatic firearms.
The last presidential campaign, one of the Democratic contenders said that what he would do is come for AR-15s. Does the president support not just banning the sale and manufacture of semi-automatic weapons, but further than that, confiscation?
Let me just be very clear. What we're talking about, AR-15s, these assault weapons ban, they are weapons of war, and they should not be on the streets across the country in our communities. They should not be in schools. They should not be in grocery stores. They should not be in churches. That's what the president believes.
Well, we were just asked, are you going to rule out confiscating these things from Americans? She should have just said, well, no, we're not going to do that. But she didn't say that.
No. Absolutely. If they could, they would.
So if you are transgender,
all the more reason to have one.
This government is here to protect all your freedoms. If you believe in the Second Amendment, we may not protect that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So just keep in mind about how tone deaf some of this is. And to tell you this, I went and got the exact quote, and I've looked at multiple news sources, okay, multiple, both conservative and liberal. And the statement from the president was, transgender people shape our nation's soul. And that was in his proclamation.
Wow.
Shape our country's soul. That's the exact quote. And it has been confirmed by multiple sources. So now there was a time that we said the church shaped America's soul and that we were a country that wanted to honor the one and only living God. God bless America, and in God we trust, and that the church was the backbone of our society. But now, transgender people shape our nation. So, everybody, take a note on that. Hey, how about this? I'm all for being compassionate and allowing people to live out their lives the way they want to, as long as it doesn't break any laws and it doesn't harm other people. But that's not what we're seeing right now. What we're seeing now is, and we've said this before, we are picking winners and losers. We are picking groups that we elevate and others we downgrade.
Yeah, depending on how they vote.
Depending on how they vote. Or, you know, if your faith says that God created the male and female and there's two genders, we do not applaud you beholden to that. We do not applaud your commitment to that,
right,
your devotion to that, because it's mean to these people because they don't like you saying that. Now, you could say, well, I don't like them saying otherwise because that's blaspheming what I believe.
Right, but you don't matter.
But you don't matter.
Right. Because you're not the one who's been picked to be a winner, because we don't think your block's going to vote for us consistently.
They can offend you, but you cannot offend them.
Right.
That's not... Guys, this statement about shaping the soul.
That's my...
Just that statement. Oh, if somebody could have just said, let's say it different than that. But sometimes people say exactly what they mean. All right, so now we have I notice you have the Georgia Tech head coach.
Yeah,
in this today. And he's talking about the Nashville shootings.
Yeah, he's just talking about how something has to be done, and it doesn't need to be political, and he's never really – politics don't need to be in football, and so he's uncomfortable even saying anything, but he's got kids. I think his wife's a teacher. He got kind of emotional about the state of the country.
Okay, I don't think we have time. It says 2 minutes, 16 seconds, so we don't really have time for that.
No.
But anyway, so that we may get to that. But we also want to get in – we'll do some of your phone calls when we come back. Let's let you talk about anything you want to talk about now. But we'll also get into this other thing that's happened at the Kentucky State Capitol and the Tennessee Capitol, because
you mean the insurrection.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I have to ask, you know, the uncomfortable question: are we as upset about this as they were on January 6th? Because January 6th, I was told that was just the worst attack on our democracy.
Since the Civil War.
Is this going after these state capitals? Now, I know they're going after their state capital on things that the left loves to coddle.
Mm-hmm.
So is this bad form, too, or is this okay because these people are just passionate?
Well, again, we saw the summer of all the protesting and burning. That was okay. January 6th is insurrection. Now, this will be okay again.
I guess it will, because these are just people who are passionate about their freedoms.
Right.
Now, the people on January 6th, they were bad.
Right. But if you look at what they were saying, right. They were also concerned about their freedoms and their votes.
Right. Back to picking winners and losers again.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that a little bit later on. But next, we'll do phone calls. 866-WE-BE-BIG. All 10 lines are available. Speedy will be on the phones, and we'll chat with you when we come back. If you leave us right now, doggone. Don't leave. You can catch an archive of what you missed today. And don't forget, Rick and Bubba University, the podcast this weekend.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
We'll start with April. April is out of Guntersville, Alabama. April, welcome to Rick and Bubba. Go ahead.
Hi. Green Acres.
Thank you for the call. Glad you're working. So what's on your mind?
I just want to say, Lord, please help us. That song was perfect coming back. For the soul of America to be from the transgender people, that's just very saddening. But I know it's a complete narrative for them, for the Democrats, and for us to get on that side. But does that not just spark something in you that tells you maybe the time's near, that things are getting worse and worse by the day as we hear these things from our government?
Well, I don't know whether you are participating in our Wednesday Bible study right now. You know, we spent last year talking about the beginning, because you don't really understand the end if you don't understand the beginning. Sherry was the one who said that and told me that, and we talked about it, and she was absolutely right. But now we are talking about what Scripture says about the end. And, of course, this chapter 6, another great narrative on Revelation 6 is Jesus in Matthew 24. Because the guys walking with him were kind of wanting to know too, and he lays out hey, here's some things you'll notice, you can't help but think that, because we do know that the people are going to, as Jesus said, we're going to return to as of the days of Noah, mm-hmm. as in the days of Noah. And in the days of Noah, people got to the point that God said, I'm done, and I'm going to. But he also, which was beautiful, and we talked about this Wednesday, he allowed those people 120 years to repent. Get on the ark. Get on the ark. 120 years. So he's gracious and he's merciful. But I do think, because we love the term slow to anger, but that doesn't mean never anger. God is grace. God is love. But he is also judgment, and he is wrath. He can't help but be. That's who he is. But he has said, the wrath is coming. I'm giving you plenty of warning. Get on the ark. And now what we're looking at in the new covenant is repent and be forgiven by my son. He's the ark. All who are redeemed will not see the wrath of God. And he's giving us plenty of time to do it. But that time will end. But it's not like he hasn't told us that. And he's told us everything we need to know. And if we decide to reject it, we'll be just like the people in the days of Noah that laughed at Noah, thought there was no need for the ark, and we'll be just fine. And so... It's so clearly laid out, but again, he loves you enough to say, if you want to reject the ark, you can, but it's there. Let's go to, I don't know, is that, you think that's an attempt to spell Joanne or
Rick?
Joanne?
See it. I don't.
Joanne, know. It's Joanne. Okay. Hey, Joanne, welcome to Rick and Bubba. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hey.
I have four children. Two boys, two girls. two of my children are in the LGBTQ community. My youngest son lives in Nashville, and has for 3 years. And it scares me to death every day. I'm just sick for the fear of something happening to him. And with all this hate that is being spread, it just infuriates me, because the Lord that I love and worship preaches love, love, love one another. Don't pass judgment. It's not our place to do that. And it just infuriates me. I love my children just as well as every parent loves their heterosexual children.
Of course.
And I worry. I mean, I constantly worry that my child is going to end up suffering at the hands of someone that has been taught from birth to hate them. It's wrong. It is wrong. And it infuriates me to hear people quote the Bible and then just spew hatred from their lips. It is unfathomable to me.
Well, let me ask you this, because I certainly understand where you come from. I have children who are in all different phases of this, including where you are, and I love them all equally. However,
yes,
I will say that, first of all, how familiar are you with the Bible?
Well, I mean, I read it every day, or I try to. I have Bible apps on my phone that right. I listen to every night before right. I go to sleep. And right. I just, the main thing that I know about Jesus is to love one another.
Right, right. But
to
you know,
love each other.
But you know, he said a lot more than that. That you know,
most definitely.
And the correct definition of love is real important. To get that in Scripture. What I just said a minute ago is God's love. He says, my wrath is going to come down on all who do not repent. However, I call you to repentance, and I will forgive you, and I will make you fully righteous. However, when you said this thing about God said not to judge, what Jesus actually said is not to judge incorrectly, not to be hypocrites. Don't tell people right. that they're in sin and then you be in the same sin, because you're judged by the same standard. Remove the log from your own eye so then you can correctly yes. point out the speck in your brother or sister's eye. See, that means there is a time, especially, and I don't know the state of your children, especially if they claim that they are part of the church and they claim that they're in the church, however, they do not adhere to God's standard, and they want to live in what Scripture would say would be open sin. And I certainly was that guy. I don't think that the LGBT community has some special sin that needs extra redemption that my sin didn't require. But they also don't have a special. Yeah. They also don't have a special sin and get a pass. You know,
exactly.
It would be like me telling you that I was born a fornicator and an adulterer, and you say, "Well, you're my son, and I love you." You just keep on going with that. See, that would not really be loving me. I just want to make that clear. And I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. Trust me, I know more than anybody in this room how hard that is. But be careful that you don't enact a definition of love that may do your children more harm than good. And I would say, yes, they might be in danger in the times we're living in. But my children who are devout followers of Christ, I would say, based on what I'm seeing, they're in danger too.
Yeah, I would say everybody, because a lot of the rhetoric, and you know, we talk about Jesus being the Savior. Would you agree, ma'am?
She's gone. Yeah.
Oh, is she?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Well, if you the point being that yeah. if you have a Savior, you need saving from something.
Correct.
So there's something coming down the road that we need help to avoid, and right. that would be the wrath of God. For right. sin, which sin is incorrect. It is a mistake. Right. It is going against his word, and he gets to set the standard. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
It can't just be, and you know, and again, my heart goes out to you, ma'am. I understand what you're saying.
I really understand.
But it can't be, I just love and anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
There is a standard.
Yep.
There is right. There is wrong. And wrong should be pointed out. And try to correct that.
You got
to. If you don't, it's just anything goes. And if it's anything goes, there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, the Jesus is saying, don't deny grace to people that I didn't deny to you. Now, to Bubba's point, why did he have to give me grace? Because, and what did he say? Everybody forgets that when Jesus hit the ground, John the Baptist already been saying it, and when he hit the ground, you can find it today in Luke 13, he said, repent or perish.
Yep.
And everybody just acts like he didn't say that. I mean,
well, it doesn't fit.
Right,
the,
right.
Jesus says love, love, love.
Right.
He does say love. He does say turn the other cheek, but yet the same guy turned over the temple tables, called people vipers, and said you're going to spend eternity in hell
right.
if you don't change your ways.
Correct.
So you can't just have one part of that message. Mm. That's cherry picking.
Right.
That's not the message.
Yeah.
That's not the gospel.
And then
the gospel is about love, but it's also about wrath and being saved from that wrath.
Right.
And if you don't have that part of it, you don't have the whole message.
Right.
I mean, I wish it was. I wish we could just be love, love, love. But it ain't. It ain't a well, love, love, love universe.
Based on how sinful I am, I think that is love, love, love.
Really? The fact he sent a Savior is love, love, love.
God's grace and mercy is what I find a hard time understanding. His wrath and judgment makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. Amen.
We'll be back. More Rick and Bubba coming up.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so Bubba, insurrectionist is in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, it is.
It is. So we got a couple of other things going on. We mentioned these. Here's a group of insurrectionists that occupied the Kentucky state capitol today to protest kids not being able to get sex change surgeries anymore. The Kentucky is so outlandish, they think that maybe small children should not be making these kind of decisions of changing their gender and having surgeries. And some people who think that should be available and they're mad at their state government, they are they've gone into the Capitol. Here they are.
Let me ask you this before we get into the video of this.
Okay.
I thought we had decided that if you were underage, you were not able to do certain things because you were underage.
Right, which makes sense.
And there was an age where we actually allowed you to do other things, and the government has decided some of these long ago. Like, you can't drive a car on the highway under 16.
Mm-hmm.
You have to actually be 16 years of age and show some ability to do that to be allowed that privilege to drive on the public highway.
Mm-hmm.
You can't vote until you're 18. You can't, in many states, you can't serve in the military till you're 18.
Right.
And in many states, you can't consume alcohol till you're age 21. Now, that you know, we can debate those. But there's age of accountability in all of these things.
Well, I would say, which is really close to home on this, and you may have mentioned, I apologize because I looked at some of the signs. Did you mention also you can't get married at just any age?
Well, yeah, I mean, that I did not, but that's there another point, too.
Yeah.
And I'm
wouldn't
sure
that kind of drift into this a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, there's an age that you can run for president in this country. I mean, there's ages to be a senator in this country.
Right.
There's many cities you probably have to have a certain age to be mayor. I don't know.
Is there something called statutory rape?
Yes, there is.
And why is that?
That is underage.
Yeah, that's because
someone underage. That,
even if it's
raped by somebody overage.
Even if it's consensual.
Right,
okay,
right.
So,
because you say the underage person has not developed enough to make that decision.
And I agree with that.
On an adult level.
And I agree with that.
So I don't know, again, I don't know why in this discussion that this is supposed to get a special pass when it is something I think way more impactful than most everything we've mentioned here that you have to have an age for.
And so, but now the bigger question is this insurrection? Or is this just people in Kentucky going to their capital and demanding that they get their way? Which one is it? They think their freedoms are being violated. So does the left applaud this and say this is the way you get something done? They're in the Capitol, by the way.
Yeah.
They're in Kentucky, and they're saying that they disagree with what the government's done, and they think they have the right to go into this Capitol. You see the security guy there. It looks very similar. They're just kind of letting people stand there in the Capitol and protest what they think is wrong, okay? So is this insurrection or is this just people using their right to protest
and
peacefully?
Yeah, I don't see any of them with weapons.
No,
nobody's dressed like a buffalo.
But are they illegally protesting?
Right.
I guess is the question.
So at least 11 states
fall under insurrection.
Have enacted laws restricting or banning transgender medical procedures for minors. Kentucky, West Virginia, enacted bans on transgender medical treatments for minors, and that's what they were protesting.
Now, in Tennessee, the next one, it's happening
too. There's rules, too, about terminating pregnancies.
Yes, there is.
In various states to a certain age. Right. You have to have parental consent.
Yeah. All right, so now in Tennessee.
Which is somebody over that age that is speaking on your behalf.
Yeah,
something very similar is happening in Tennessee. We've got some Democrat lawmakers there in the state that have joined these protesters. And the word here in the headline is invading the Tennessee state capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Chance of no justice, no peace.
There they are in the capitol.
They're in the capitol, and they're in the House of Representatives chamber. Does that sound familiar? Now, this is a mix. We have LGBTQ trans, which I guess the plus includes trans. They're there about the same thing you just talked about, Bubba, about laws about minors, but also some pro-gun control people are mixed in Tennessee, and they want all our guns to be taken from us from private citizens. And, but look, they're inside the chamber,
all up in the face.
And there's the representatives of Tennessee in there. They're in there with them. Is this insurrection? Is this the kind of stuff that the Democrats just were crying on TV about on January the 6th?
And they've got a guy there with a bullhorn.
Bullhorn guy? All that's missing are buffalo horns.
I think, I think he's out of order, Rick.
Yeah. Right. So,
I know we're PA sensitive. I will say the bullhorn is a good move.
It is.
But it's not a very good bullhorn. But,
no, it's not. It's
but,
not big.
But do y'all see, and maybe they're out there, are Democrats on TV screaming that this is insurrection on the, in these two states?
I doubt you'll see it, Rick.
Has anybody seen it? Maybe I've missed it. I mean, are they talking about it?
Did you see, it was funny that they're there to protest violence, but yet they were a little violent out in the lobby. Did you see them trying to get in?
But remember, though, their anger is righteous. Yours isn't.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what you have to understand. It's all about I pick and choose what they define as righteous anger.
Look at here.
And what they define as being devoted to your worldview. It all gets...
Mm-hmm.
It gets its own definition. So there you go. So that's happened today in Tennessee and Kentucky. So there you go. We'll see if the left gets upset about this like they did January 6th. I don't think it's going to happen. I'll try not to hold my breath on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold your breath.
Right. Yeah,
I think that would be a mistake.
A little bit.
What's Murdoch doing there?
That's not like him.
That's
not like him.
All right, we'll come back. Got some interesting celebrity news today. Major League Baseball had opening day. Adam Wainwright stuns his teammates by trying to sing the national anthem.
Yeah, Greg leaned in on that one.
I bet he did, man. More Rick and Bubba coming up.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so as we work our way back, Major League Baseball, opening day, Americana at its best. Ballparks everywhere, and so the Cardinals, Adam Wainwright, stuns his teammates and the crowd by singing the national anthem at his final opening day. Mm. Now, I'm going to say something. The national anthem is a terrifying song.
It is a terrifying song.
Yep. Now, we're not going to hear Carl Lewis here, so don't nobody expect
that. Yeah, it ain't a complete meltdown.
But if you're going to sing the national anthem, you have to be an excellent singer. I mean, excellent.
Oh,
or you can do something, of course, I think he is an excellent singer, do something like Chris Stapleton did and shape it into something your voice does very well.
A different, slightly different arrangement.
And I would prefer to hear the Chris Stapleton. I know that doesn't go over well. I really want to hear something like that or Whitney Houston. Anything else is kind of, yeah.
I like the very traditional version, military band feel to it.
Mm. Well, you love our new one. Now. I've gone to one. That's all I do now.
Yeah.
I like the one off Naked Gun.
Because the other gets into too many people's opinions. And I just got tired of it. Okay, so I'm going with one that honors the anthem, and it's done well, and we're done with it. Okay,
and Fergie's. Fergie's version.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that one.
Wow!
But you know.
Don't forget Aretha's.
You can't be a guy who people think you're good at the karaoke club. Right. You know, everybody's like, I'm telling you, he does karaoke pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not, and I think that's what's about to happen here. Adam's probably a decent singer.
Yeah,
he's probably got a great version of Amarillo by Morning.
Correct.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, he can probably carry a tune.
That and Wagon Wheel.
But we're talking about the national anthem here, okay? So,
and this is his last opening day for him.
And if he has retired. Friends like us, they knew he wasn't up to it, and they told him to do it.
Probably exactly.
Yes.
Hey, go out there and do it.
Absolutely, you should sing it.
I think right. There's a girl standing behind him. Does that look like his hair? Or
it
what?
Does. Yeah. It does. I was debating whether it was or not.
Yeah. I had a mullet. I did too.
I did too.
Really
wish.
Look at old Uncle Salty.
Yeah.
All right. So, here we go. It's all going to be uncomfortable for me.
Okay?
I don't know
okay?
where to look.
Do you want to get out of here?
I haven't.
Warning to Andy Blanks. If you're listening, take a break.
Yeah. Yeah. He's nervous. You can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's okay.
He's about to do something he's never done before.
Ever see how hard this song is in a stadium? Okay.
The echo will get you. All right.
Oh, well.
Kicking off his final season as a player in St. Louis, number 50, Uncle Charlie.
Oh, Charlie.
Wainwright.
Tall dude.
Okay. Right now, he's regretting he said he would do this.
Look at the players.
It looked good on paper, Greg.
It did. I even thought I sounded good in the bathroom.
Don't we all?
So nervous.
You hear that? Got him a band.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly hailed
such a hard song.
At the twilight's last gleaming. Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Yes, agreed.
O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night.
Little flat.
Sure.
Flat
yeah, he's a pitcher. Yeah.
He's in a
pitcher.
Uniform, y'all.
Still
yeah.
There.
It's a player.
Oh, yeah. Say, does that star spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
Oh, that hurt.
And
got too comfortable. Thought he had it.
Yeah.
So glad it's over.
Hello.
I thought he did a good job.
I did too. I'm going to be honest. I changed my thought on this.
Play ball.
What an unreal situation to put yourself in. When you watch it and you see how big the crowd is,
easy.
The moment, the opening day. I've pitched all my life. I've never sang anything.
Yeah.
And now I do this. I commend him for it. I didn't say it was good. I'm just saying.
It takes a lot of courage.
I've heard worse.
Absolutely.
I've heard worse from people who are considered professional.
Yeah.
I thought to begin with the echo was bothering, but I think he just slowed it down. It was a very slow pace.
It was.
It was as if he was like driving on ice.
It was a bit too.
It
was
slow.
It was like he was.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
It's like he'd been handed nitroglycerin.
Put it in a rotation.
Right, who's that on? The guitar players or him? Could they have sped it up for him? Or were they going off of him?
I think the whole plan.
I think the plan was
slow it down.
The whole plan should have been different.
Okay. Hey, bring it in.
Yeah.
Man, try staying.
How about he pulled it off? Though he did it.
He really did.
If you put him over in the category of current players in uniform that tried to sing it, he's done. He did fine.
Let me ask you this: how did he do? Did he start the game?
No, he's got a groin injury, so he's hurt.
It'd been bad if he'd come in and got lit up.
Now nobody's going
to say, "Hey, maybe you need to sing more."
Yeah, it will not be on those reels that keep going of where people are expecting somebody. Two things: it won't be on the bad ones. But it also won't be on the one. Hey, wait! This is going to blow your mind.
Right?
Yeah, you're not going to believe
it falls under.
You're not going to believe how good he sings it. It's not going to be that either.
Yeah. You want it falls under? I didn't embarrass himself.
Right? He did okay. He did okay.
He's got a heck of a curveball, and he also can sing the anthem.
Yeah. It's me walking into my mom and handing her my math test, and it's 73.
Yeah.
And she looked at it, and she goes, "Okay, that was."
I don't like the 95.
It wasn't a disaster. Now it's not a B or an A.
Oh, Jose.
By the way, Uncle Charlie, we found out, is his curveball's name.
Nasty.
Really?
Yeah. That's what they call his curveball.
Well, how about
Uncle
that?
Charlie.
How about that?
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
That a flag was still there.
Do not miss Rick and Bubba University, the podcast, this weekend. He's back, Dr. Travis Taylor, The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, Season 4. We talk about the latest discoveries in this really weird place. So that's coming up this
weekend. It was good. I enjoyed that podcast. It went by extremely fast.
And I will compliment the audience again, and I think we do know our audience. You know, there was some concern, and you and I, we had the merch meeting, and, you know, about the price of our cast iron skillet. Everybody's like, well, man, you know, those things are expensive, and then to ship it, it's expensive to ship it. I don't know if we can do it. And you and I felt deep in our hearts, as did our merchandise team, that the Rick and Bubba audience would love to cook cornbread in a Rick and Bubba logoed skillet. Well, they've sold out. Now, that doesn't mean you can't get one. It just means that now we've reordered. Well, so you can still keep ordering them.
We can still get it.
Still get it. But
you know about orange?
Yeah, Rick, we had somebody, too, that was worried when you hang it up that the logo is upside down. There's actually a hanger built into it on the top side.
Yeah, it's top side.
So you hang it so you have the handle hanging down, so when you pick it up off
you
of
grab it.
Yeah. And we've had that in the kitchen before where you had hanging things over the stove.
Yeah.
So that that takes care of it. It's engineered for that. Yeah, right there.
So it hangs just fine, and the logo is hanging correctly. So,
boy, it would hurt to get hit by that.
Well, trust me, it does hurt. It does hurt.
Greg.
So anyway, so those when you see quantity, and we had somebody who actually thought about putting this out for her wedding. You had the bride,
yeah.
And she was like, well, it doesn't look like there's many left. But that just means we've run out of with the first order, and we'll
order. I never thought I would hear, I want to add this to my registry.
Right.
For the wedding.
That may be
actually happened this week.
That may be the first time a bride has added the Rick and Bubba store to a registry.
Yeah.
Maybe the first time ever.
And it was a skillet.
Right. Now, if there were other times, I didn't know it. And so anyway.
There may have been some for the spatula.
So the new items are out, and that one has been a hit with the audience. All right. So, Bubba, you are going to absolutely love this video. I know you pretty well, and this is what you're looking for, my friend. You know the famous, I'm going to propose at a public place, and, you know, we love those. A guy is going to, unfortunately, make the wrong decision to try to not let anybody in on it and just storm the field during Major League Baseball's opening day Dodgers game. He thinks he's just going to run out there and kneel and ask a woman to marry him. Unfortunately, to security, this is just a person running on the field. So he gets absolutely jacked right when he's proposing.
No.
So take a look. We got two angles on it. So here's angle number one. So here
he think they were just going to let him run on the field.
Look, so he runs out there, look, and he's going to kneel down, and he's going to propose. And look, he's just about ready to go, and she's up here somewhere in the stands, and it all looks like it's going to be great.
What a hit.
Look, now they're cuffing him.
I'm talking about knocked his hat off.
And it looks like y'all resisting.
And the ring, too.
Picture them remembering this forever. I don't know if she said yes. Maybe that's the worst no I've ever seen.
But, maybe she sent them out there.
I mean, that was Terry Tate off his linebacker hit. Yeah.
We got another angle.
Yeah, this
we
is
got
good.
Another
even
angle.
Better.
Look at the player. The player is cheering on the crowd that's cheering for him doing it.
Yeah, watch the player. Look, he's covering
he's
his
like,
head.
Oh, no. What happened? Look.
And, of course.
Oh, look, he put his hand like, what happened? Wait a minute.
Well, I hate to say this. When you're at the Dodger Stadium, people get killed in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, security there where they've been told, how y'all keep letting this happen?
See the ring box go bounce over there? Watch the ring box bounce.
Oh, I see it on the ground.
Let me see it again, Al.
I want to see
it. Watch how far it goes.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it was a D-ringer. You've heard of a D-cleater. He D-ringed him.
Do you think he's saying, hey, guys, let me get my ring, man, straight up.
Let me get my ring.
Let me get my ring.
The player, I can't believe, the player's going, yay. He's right. Oh, no.
Like
he's,
the player's still rubbing his head.
You're right, Rick.
Get off me, man. Let me get my ring.
He pointed, get the ring.
Yeah.
Watch him, Rick. Stay with the player. He's like, oh, no, what happened? He goes, wait, don't forget the ring.
Yeah. He's like, oh, man.
That's hilarious.
Oh, watch.
See if he doesn't point right
if
here.
If that's your buddy laying out there, how funny is that?
Look, see, right, point, yeah, get
yeah,
the ring.
Yeah, go get the ring, man.
Ring!
Oh, wow.
Y'all, the ring is floating in the air where he once was.
Yeah, that's right.
The ring just
But
stays.
I will say this. The technique by the guy tackling.
Fantastic.
Look, head up.
Yep.
He great sees form. What he's hitting.
He's driving through his legs.
And he drove right through him. And that is
That'd be targeting in today's rules, but still.
That's a classic tackle.
He locked up. A really good guy. Outstanding work.
The outfielder can't believe what he's saying.
Well.
He went from, hey, a guy's on the field. Oh, wait a minute. He's doing a proposal to. Wow, he just got de-cleated.
Yeah,
oh,
they got a story.
Hey, somebody grab
his
ring.
They got a great story. I do have an update on the story. The guy who was tackled has today sued Gwyneth Paltrow. and so that's unfortunate. Back to court we go.
Yeah, that's funny.
A little bit ironic that on the loudspeaker is DMX's stop. Drop, shut them down, open up.
That's not on the PA.
Yes,
it
is.
It is.
Listen. Stop, drop is right.
I do hear it. Yeah. Of course, that's going to get us canceled on YouTube.
Thanks, Adler.
With the crowd noise, we should be okay.
Get ready, though. He's going to sue him because he's got a head injury. Watch.
Right.
Don't be in center field. Well, here's where security gets put in a terrible situation again.
Maybe you should have got on the rail with the game behind you.
You can't get on the field.
No.
Not in today's climate.
I hate it for the guy,
but you can.
There was a little bit of secondhand when first pitches were thrown yesterday. We had one first pitch where I guess it was an artist. She went to the mound and turned towards second base and didn't know where to throw the
ball. You talking about Megan the Stallion?
Yes. No, she did not.
Yes. Yeah, you can see her. She's on the mound. She's like, who do I throw it to?
Yeah,
and the catcher's behind her.
Yeah, it's video 8.
Let's see that.
So,
seen much baseball, Megan?
Yeah, I guess not.
I don't know if she was pretending or what, but she's walking out. And
Megan the Stallion.
This was like the ESPN game.
About the last 40 minutes. With the teams
she's facing second base.
No, she really don't know.
Wrong direction.
Does she really not know what to do?
Listen, I kind of think
or she's
maybe
on
purpose.
To look at.
I think it's on purpose.
For a minute, maybe her rear end's going to throw out the first pitch.
I think that might be the whole thing.
Did y'all miss it? Y'all missed the whole thing. Hey, go back a few seconds. She said, who do I throw it to?
Oh, okay.
She's not missing.
No, she's... She hadn't seen a lot of baseball.
This kind of goes to our point on baseball.
The pitch clock, which is something that we're going to see this year, is now running.
Okay.
She was practicing beneath the stadium just a few minutes ago.
She throws it much better than Fauci, I will say that.
All right. So look, I love the mascot behind the plate. I'll take that all day long.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't get to even focus on him.
Look at his face.
I love it.
You know what? That's better than Fauci.
Much better.
And it's Fitty.
Yeah.
It's better than Fitty, too.
Did you see the mascot? He did like the umpire does. Go ahead and pitch. Yeah, he got game balls in play.
Hey. Oh, man.
That's funny.
Rick, check the hug out there.
Yeah.
I think he went a little low with the glove.
Well, all right now. Hey, he saw an opportunity.
In this case, Bubba, I think he's just resting. All right, we'll be back. 866 We Be Big is the number. All 10 lines are available, and we'll chat with you about whatever's on your mind when the Rick and Bubba show continues.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
So we start with Ronnie. Ronnie, 30 seconds on the Rick and Bubba show. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. Good morning. Much grass and green acres.
Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
I work right next door to the Lodge Manufacturing Company there where they make the skillets. And did y'all know that them things were sold worldwide, from what I understand?
Oh, yeah. Lodge skillet?
The entire world needs to fry things.
You think we were going to put our logo on anything other than a lodge? There wasn't no way.
So, oh, no, no. Yeah. Well, no. We've got one made with our company logo on it too.
Oh yeah. Well, you got to, because you know what? You mean business.
That's right.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Normally, it's almost like smelling diesel.
866 we be big. Let's go to Carson. Carson, 30 seconds. Go ahead. Some pop, some don't.
Ain't that crazy?
Did y'all hear about Donald Trump getting arrested?
No.
What?
When?
What happened?
What, DUI?
What? When did that happen?
In New York, he was making hush payments made to the adult film actress Stormy Daniels.
No.
Really? No. He's still making them now?
He's not making them anymore. It was before the 2016 election.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, and he was in her last movie. I forgot.
No, Greg, that is not true.
Greg.
You're terrible. You're terrible.
Rick, I want you to know that's your brother.
I know.
And your kinfolk. Your blood.
Well, you can't heard the story. You can choose your friends.
Yeah, that's right. I've had to use that line many times.
Right, yeah.
He has,
why would you say such a thing?
Well, I mean, we had a story going.
Spit the floss out, please.
Yeah. We had a story.
Greg, enough with the floss.
He has, at this time, he has not been arrested
no,
yet.
No, he has not.
There are lots of fake photos.
You didn't hear the last call.
Yeah, this is good. There
are lots of fake
That's
photos
a good
going
one,
around.
By the way.
Just so you know, it's not real yet.
Yeah, yeah. He'll turn himself in next Tuesday, be arraigned, officially arrested, and then released on bail.
Yeah, so Carson, he has not been arrested. That's incorrect.
Huh?
Indicted, yes. Arrested, no.
Yep.
Speedy queued up the bad music that time.
Good song. Line to water, come on.
By the way, why
speed
did you
it up? See if it sounds like Miley.
Why didn't you interrupt when the caller was saying Morgan Wallace?
I didn't hear Wallace.
Yeah, Wallen. Wallen.
I spelled it Wallen though. Wallen.
Yeah, I just.
Wallen.
I probably took that and ran with it. Nobody stopped me.
I wasn't in here. I would have.
I know you would.
You know, I got a newfound love for this guy.
I know, and I misunderstood it. I thought you were for Rusty Wallace. So there we go.
Hold on just a second. I got about six of his songs on my playlist right now.
Sorry, Adler. Just hang on.
Yeah, why are you doing this, Adler?
Just hang on. See? Look at everybody's head right there.
Oh, it's a shocker. It's a country song about alcohol.
I was going to say, you hadn't lived, you've heard Whiskey Friends.
You're right. Well, it's a
dirt road in there.
I'll tell you one that the 98 Braves, y'all are not giving enough to.
Really?
That's the corniest thing.
What happened on 98 Braves?
Well, I was trying Hales to do something
that
was.
Is
that
a song?
Corny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It is. And I was trying so desperately not to find something you would make fun of, and then here we are.
Too bad. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I wrote the book.
Speaking of the Braves,
especially on a Friday.
I got the Morgan and Miley thing if you guys want it.
Oh. Or are you just trying not to get – you don't want the archive available this
trying
weekend?
To hurt my feelings.
I think it'll be
– you just want the archive people that love the archive. You don't want them to have it.
I think it'll be short enough so that we don't get stung.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go. Mm-hmm.
And this is from some radio show that did it. Remy and Casey.
Remy and Casey.
All right.
That is Morgan, and this is Morgan pitched up a little bit.
It does.
Wow, sounds just like
it, by the way.
It does sound like Miley.
Yeah. It does, Remy. I agree with you. Or Casey, whichever one you are.
Right.
How about this? I agree.
Yeah, uh-huh. It does.
It does.
There's several examples the internet you can go to that they've done that, and it is, I have to admit, it is funny, and it does sound like her.
Goodbye, Archive.
And that tells you how processed Miley's voice is on the record. Sorry.
Oh.
That's all right, buddy. I mean,
I ain't worried about all that. I'm worried about being entertained.
That's right.
Sure, that's sure.
Bubba, a couple of...
The way we were.
I know there's a big attack on the Second Amendment going on right now by the left, but let me show you why the Second Amendment sure is number one. 6B, Adler. So we've got an armed thug, there's no other way to say it, who tries to rob a grandmama in Houston at her food truck. Is that right?
That's what it looked like
that's
to me.
That's what it looks like, some sort of business that she has. It looks like a food truck. But you know what? Grandma has got her own gun, and she knows how to use it, and she's legal with it. And you know what? She sure did stop the robbery. So here's the package.
They showed him a bag of chicken, and the guy pulled out a gun, opened the window, and pointed the gun inside.
Then police say he demanded cash.
She's licensed to carry, so yes, she carries a gun just in case something may happen.
Today, something did happen. Ms. Turner had to think fast. Police say she grabbed her gun and fired at the robber. Then the suspect tried to get in through the door to the food truck.
When she opened that window, he could have shot her, but it jammed. Thank God he did.
Police say Ms. Turner shot the suspect several times. The man nearly made it to the edge of the parking lot when he collapsed. The 23-year-old was dead when police arrived.
People just, they'll try to steal from anybody or anyone, you know. And for $40, we was only open an hour.
Tonight, the family is hoping their matriarch will be okay.
Good night. Hey, Grandma, Meemaw's
fine.
Got
it done.
Meemaw's fine. How about this? Don't come after Meemaw's chicken truck, and you're fine. I love when she makes the point, we'd only been open an hour, we didn't have it $40.
You know, in Houston, too, I they're so liberal there, I'm surprised they'll probably go after her.
Yeah, you're right.
Or try to, but good for her. I mean, I hate to be callous like that, but I am just so tired of people robbing and just doing and taking advantage of women and kids and old folks. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're not being callous because you know who you're showing love to, the grandmother who wasn't killed by the thug.
And I will tell you this. This guy will not rob again. Take him out of circulation.
Yep. Some others may come after the chicken truck, but it won't be this one.
Yep.
And
I hope other would-be criminals in Houston have learned from that.
Yeah. And we don't know whether in the times we're living in, these people that get desperate like this, they may take the money. Because I can hear some of you right now, well, I wish you could have just given him the money. But then he says, well, now there's a witness that knows who I am, and then he shoots her.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, absolutely.
So you can't play those kind of games, wondering how they're going to act.
Well, maybe if he'd asked for help, he might have received it. But he tried to take it with life-threatening force, and good for her.
He could have gone to the local church and the benevolence fund.
And absolutely.
And they would have talked to him. And I promise you, if he needed $40,
he could have got it.
He could have got it.
Yep.
If he was really desperate and like what he was going to eat today, which I don't quite think that probably was his motivation.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
probably
wasn't. Hey, it's Rick and Bubba. You made it to the weekend. Monday, join us for a brand new Rick and Bubba show.
Rick, it'll be a big and busy show as always. We'll get you up to date, kick off a new week. Remember, over the weekend, it's April Fool's, so don't get pulled in.
Yeah, we'll talk to you Monday on the Rick and Bubba show. Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.